This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's oil and gas industry is set to face new ozone regulations. CPR Sam Brash reports on a move by Governor Polis.
Ground-level ozone is a dangerous lung irritant tied to asthma and heart attacks. The governor's announcement comes as the Front Range fails to meet federal standards for the pollutant.
So that's why today I'm announcing the first comprehensive ozone emission reduction program for the oil and gas industry in the United States.
The new plan takes specific aim at nitrogen oxides. State models suggest the oil and gas sector is the largest source of the critical ozone ingredient, producing more than every vehicle along the Front Range combined. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Republicans are divided about whether to let unaffiliated voters participate in primary elections. The party's new chair, Dave Williams, doesn't like the idea, says CPR's Benta Berkland.
In 2016, Colorado voters approved allowing those who were unaffiliated to participate in the primary process. And Williams thinks only Republicans should choose their party's nominees.
CPR's Benta Berkland. State lawmakers are moving ahead with new standards for homes that are at risk of wildfires. A bill on statewide building codes passed its first committee Thursday. Democratic State Senator Tony Exum is a former firefighter. He said fire-resistant homes do burn in bad fires, but more slowly.
That gives firefighters more time to make a calculated risk on savable lives and savable property.
The bill's opponents argue the idea infringes on the authority of local governments. Denver's top law enforcement watchdogs are worried about staffing and transparency. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more on the city's Citizen Oversight Board and Independent Monitor.
Both work on police and sheriff accountability and are concerned about the way Denver police reviews use of force. Currently, use of force reviews aren't open to the public, and DPD picks who does the reviews. They're also worried about staffing levels in the sheriff's department, which lost around 60 officers last year. That means staff have to work mandatory overtime and long shifts. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.